is Christine Conti.
And I'm Brian Prendergast.
And we are two fit crazies.
And a microphone.
We are where it's at.
Uh-huh.
Woo! It is another hot episode of the Two Fit Crazies. And we got our girl Louise Valentine
awesome.
With us today.
Great conversation today.
Woo!
Right up our alley. It's not necessarily like halfway up my alley. But, you know, with the endurance.
Yeah, halfway up your alley. Well, what are we talking about?
Louise works primarily with women on women, know, some things that aren't necessarily up my alley.
Yeah.
However, as a coach and as an athlete and as a curious mind that likes to know stuff, I find it fascinating everything that she's doing, with hormone work with women and runners and endurance athletes and, just a beautiful thing that she's doing. And she's a tremendous resource that I can think of dozens and dozens of women that, could definitely help be helped by her.
All right, ladies, men, everybody. Louise won the ACSM, which is one of the top fitness organizations in the world. The Practitioner of the Year in 2023. I had a chance to be on a panel with her recently in Chicago, and her work and her research over the last couple decades is phenomenal regarding what happens to the female body as we age and how we feel and how we eat and how we train as an athlete. And remember that if you move and you do anything, you're an athlete. You know, you could be a walker. You're an athlete. Okay.
Sure.
So this is for everyone out there that, you know, as we get older and maybe don't feel quite right and we're low energy and low libido and we're gaining weight, we're not hungry, we're all the things, it may be something that you can control. So Louise has spent a long time really dispelling some of the myths and all of that white noise out there that says, you know what, you have this and you have to take this medicine and you have to do this. Listen, ladies, go to the doctor, but ask yourself, what else is it that I can do to best take care of my health? And Louise is going to drop some big golden nuggets on you. In addition to, she's got one of the top 50 podcasts for runners. All right. Women, breakingthroughwellness.com is her website. And you could find all of that information on there about podcasts and websites and all that stuff. So she's good.
She's very good. She's very good. I enjoyed this greatly. I think you guys will too. And listen up, even brothers with mothers and sisters and wives and girlfriends
and
daughters
teachers.
And everybody, colleagues. This is for you too. So let's get to this and let's enjoy it. Here we go. Two Fit Crazies on Microphone Podcast.
Another amazing episode of the Two Fit Crazies. Brian, how are you?
I'm doing well, Christine. How are you?
It is the Ides of March
today. Oh, boy. Time stamped. Here we are.
Oh, yeah. Listen, I taught Shakespeare for like 16 years, so I always have to take a moment. Beware the Ides of March.
That's right.
It's in my DNA. But we're not going to be aware of anything today because we have an amazing guest, Louise Valentine. How are you today?
I'm doing well. I'm thrilled to be here. Finally hop on the podcast and I don't know, just spit out some fitness knowledge.
Oh yeah, let's talk. Let's talk.
So Louise, just FYI, I know that you've maybe had a chance to read a little bit about her accolades, but I had the pleasure of crossing paths with Louise this past year because she just happens to be the recipient of the ACSM Practitioner of the Year. Is that correct?
That is correct. 2023.
Congratulations.
Way to be.
I love it. And had the opportunity in, a couple weeks ago or is it weeks ago? Last month? I don't know. Yeah, last month we were all in Chicago at the IDEA and ACSM first ever collaboration, and they brought together Dr. Darian, who was the IDEA Fitness Trainer of the Year, myself, and you representing ACSM, and the brand new recipient of the ACSM Practitioner of the Year. And it was we got to be together and do some panel and answer some questions and got to know each other a little bit. And I thought that was super cool that we could kind of bring together these two big organizations and kind of advocate for lifting each other up and better educating future and upcoming fitness professionals. So I just had to give a shout out to how we, you know, kind of really got to meet each other. But Brian, Louise has got a really cool, I know that he just mentioned that you had some medals in the background, but this is one of those, like, you're going to love her.
I know. Let's go.
as we.
So my question is, with all these heavy hitters on stage, like, you know, does everyone get a microphone? Are you arm wrestling for microphones? Yeah. Like, that's a lot of power up there, you know? Do you share well, champions?
I think that was the theme of the whole conference, was all about collaboration. Yeah. And just thinking outside the box, lifting one another up. So I felt like we had like the perfect little, you know, set of four people to kind of talk about all these different aspects of the industry, but then come together and support one another too. So I thought the vibes were all good.
That's
like there
the
was
best.
Definitely no competition. It was all about the collaboration.
That's the best. I mean,
Louise had the best, like bright pink heels too. They were so awesome. Sorry, right. Had to throw it out there.
But, you know, again, in this industry, in this field, show me someone that wants to keep everything to themselves, and that's the person I want to stay away from, right? That's the person who, like, you know, the self-proclaimed guru, so you don't understand, or any of those things. You know, it's like, get the hell out of here. We're all in this together. We're all in this to help each other. I mean, we've had Dr. Darian on the show as well, and he's, you know, he's all for it. I mean, he came up with 10 different ways that we can advocate for each other and promote, you know, actual health and wellness within the fitness industry, which is a bright light. You know, we could probably do that if we, you know, put our heads together. So, hey, you know, we lead from the front, right?
Absolutely. Yeah. Put our minds together, and we all have our individual zone of geniuses. So sharing what we know in our own little field, but then how we can help one another. It's hard. I mean, there's so much misinformation in this industry, crazy things online. You know, we just have to, as science-based practitioners, stand up tall, come together, fight the good fight.
That's right.
Let's hear the story. We got to get into this story. So good. So good. So before we even get into like what it is that you do now and what you advocate for and the people that you really help, let's take it back. Number one, where are you coming to us from?
Well, I'm currently in Wilmington, Delaware, but I'm a military spouse. So I've lived all throughout the U.S. I'm originally from Cleveland, Ohio.
Okay.
So that is home, the Midwest.
Cool. My wife's a University of Delaware girl, so I spent some time down there, including Wilmington, just a little bit. Yeah.
That's exactly where we are,
yeah,
and they
awesome.
Are that University of Delaware pride.
Yeah, that's great. That's great. Awesome.
So let's go forward, because were you always into fitness and wellness? Was this like a, hey, I'm 10 and I want to be this? What's the journey? How'd you get started and hooked into this industry?
Well, I was always told that running and fitness was not made for me. I got messaging in my youth that I was overweight, I wasn't built to be a runner, that I had a family history, genetic predispositions that were just going to hold me back. And that was just the way life was. So I was intrigued with why my body felt so stuck, why I was always sick, why I was overweight, why I had hormone problems in my youth. And it really inspired me to do something about it. Now, of course, I didn't know the best path to take, but I knew education would start to reveal some things for me. So I did start down the path of more like dietetics and nutrition, and then pivoted a little bit into exercise physiology to learn how the human body works, and then started to navigate through my own health and fitness challenges, ultimately putting me in a place where that's where I do what I do today, really specializing in female specific nutrition, exercise strategy, and mitigating these health and fitness breakdowns that sometimes we're told are our story. And that doesn't have to be the case.
What I have questions now. First and foremost, what were some of the things you were running into personally? I mean, what were some of the things that you were, you know, jammed at, and what age and what would you think was bringing it on?
Yeah, I had low estrogen from my youth. So I really struggled with a lot of the different hormonal fluctuations that come with having lower estrogen. Also had some impaired gut health. I didn't know it at the time, but that showed up as me always being sick or being on and off antibiotics, which only contributed to making things worse. And so with having low energy and not performing well as a runner and having the stuck weight, it was frustrating. And I didn't understand how to safely and effectively lose weight, but also at the same time, build muscle, prevent injury. And I just got all this conflicting information with different diets and different fitness strategies. I was like, where do I even start?
Yeah, they spin you around in a circle. You're right back where you started.
Yeah. Yeah. So I really investigated how the female body works and how we can protect our hormones first and foremost. Because if we don't have them, it's going to be really hard to achieve any health or fitness goal if they're just not online and working with us.
All right.
So what type of education, what was the path? Was it, you know, did you go like, you know, physical therapy? Did you get, I always think of people have different journeys and sometimes it's like, oh, I'm going to do exercise science and then I'm going to do, you know, get all these fitness certifications on the side. What was your path?
So I actually started in dietetics. I went all the way through to my internships and was about to graduate when I had a professor pull me aside, knowing that I wanted to get into sports nutrition. And this was like 20, 25 years ago. And he's like, you know, Louise, I am a sports dietitian. And right now I feel incredibly stuck. If I were to go back and do it again, I'd get my degree in exercise science first, understand human physiology, and then go back for some nutrition. He's like, but if you don't have that understanding of how the body works first, dietetics isn't going to work. So I actually pivoted my whole career based on the advice of one professor who sort of mentored me. And I took the leap. I actually spoke about this at the conference because it was – my parents were pissed, obviously. They're like, oh, my gosh, all the money. But I did. I went back more like the holistic route first and got a degree in massage therapy. Then I went back and finished my undergrad in exercise science and pre-med bio. And then more in my master's program, I went into – integrative nutrition, women's health. But it was a little bit more refined around recreational runners, really active, ambitious women who there's a lot going on with our hormones. How do we protect those with nutrition? So it became much more refined as I went throughout my academic career.
And it takes you to where now you're able to do this. What are the type of clients or people that you're working with now? I mean, what's the age group? I mean, obviously primarily female. So from there, and what are you seeing mostly?
Yeah. So ironically, I started my path in pro sports. So I used to work with the NFL when I first became a sports massage therapist. But the more I was struggling in my own health is when I started to navigate towards, wow, there's a lot of women like me.
Yeah.
And I really want to be able to serve them. So now I work with recreational runners and very active women, age 35 and beyond. And the reason why it's 35 and beyond is because that's when perimenopause tends to start. Hormones change. And so our exercise, fitness, nutrition strategies also need to change to complement that, or we start to feel incredible symptoms. So it's this entire preventive approach around the fact that hormones are changing, we've got to protect them. What do we do about it?
So what have you seen? So since, you know, a lot of this, you know, this is what I think is really interesting. You can read about things. You can see all the things on the internet and whatnot. There's a lot of women who are very hesitant, who, you know, they'll look out there and it's like, well, no, what I'm supposed to do is take this hormone pill or take this shot or this supplement or this. What is so different about what you do? So when someone comes to you or maybe even you hear a conversation, how do you flip that switch?
Yeah, I think a lot of it is the initial upfront education, just getting to know me through either the podcast, social media, or our blog. You're coming in from a referral from a healthcare provider. And it is a woman who, she wants the holistic approach first and foremost. So we don't, you know, scrutinize against those who choose hormone replacement therapy or medication first. That's just a different lifestyle approach. It is a very clear type of person that I'm working with who wants the foundational nutrition. She wants the knowledge. She is seeking the knowledge. She just doesn't know where to find it. And then she's having trouble finding it specific to the active woman, which is very different from sedentary, from someone who's already struggling with chronic disease. So it's more the preventive, proactive. I don't want to lose this lifestyle that I've built my entire life, this active, fit, wonderful lifestyle. But now things are changing and I'm not sure where to go.
And yeah, and it's bothersome because, you know, like you said, you're working with athletes, you're working with runners, you're working with people that have goals, you're working with people that may see those goals slip away, or, you know, and sometimes they say, okay, well, this is it. You know, I feel it in myself. I'm a distance runner. You know, I've trained for marathons and I coach runners too. And, you know, it's like, you know, I'm like, wow, is this where am I old now? Like I used to be able to run this and now I'm kind of getting there. What can I do to fix it? Or is it a lost cause? And, you know, but not all of it is. And I've learned that, you know, I've had many rebirths over the years where I can kind of get it together and be satisfied with the outcomes that I'm getting. But you know, people would maybe come to you because initially they feel like their performance is slipping or they're just not feeling well, or they're just maybe fit that age bucket.
Yeah. So it's really you're feeling the symptoms and you want to be proactive about it. Some women are so frustrated. They've been seeking the support and they haven't found it.
Right.
So they're at the point where they're almost ready to give up. And others are just seeing these red flags from their body. But it's interesting because it manifests in very different ways. One person could be injury prone. One person can be low libido, energy in the tank, mood swings. They don't feel like themselves anymore. Another woman may be rapidly gaining weight. Another woman may be not hungry at all. Another's ravenous. It's what's so interesting and why I couldn't do a group coaching program and I had to make everything so individual is because these hormonal changes impact every single woman differently. And so I felt like I was just doing this huge disservice to just put out this generalized information and say like, oh, it's a one size fits all program. That just doesn't work.
Sure.
In my experience, it never has.
It's like the training itself, right? There's no, you know, that you got to really fine tune it and find what works for other people. It's really cool. So what are some of the successes that you've been able to have with these people if they come to you and you're able to improve? I guess let me start here. What is your, hold on. What is your role like that you play? I mean, how do you coordinate and, you know, fit in with the practitioner, you know, the medical practitioner? How do you fit in with maybe coaches and things that they might have as well? Like, how does it all work?
So I'm actually the one-stop shop beyond medical prescriptions.
Great.
We have a performance and integrative dietitian on staff. I'm an injury prevention running researcher, running coach myself, can do all of the exercise science and physiology side of it. So there's strength and conditioning that's already in our program, but it's a paired learning experience. So they're going through, they're learning about what's changing in their body and what are the things we need from a holistic wellness, lifestyle, nutrition, stress management. What are the things that are going to hold us back in this stage of life? So it's one-on-one customized coaching specific to their fit physique, fat loss, or running or endurance performance goals. Everyone's journey is a little different, but then they have the same learning experience. It's just how it's customized specific to their body.
It's awesome. Yeah. One
yeah. It's been
shot.
4 years in the making. It's like, listening to women and just hearing what they needed and where they were stuck and what they didn't understand. I had to like take a step back as a practitioner and not assume things, which is hard to do when you live in research and science. But
all right, good. So now that follow up where I started with, what are some of the successes? I mean, what have you been able to make the changes in people and have them, you know, really have some lights go off and have it work?
Yeah, I am like fascinated at how many medical practitioners join our program. So like sports medicine doctors who come to me and they're like, I don't want to end up like my patients. I was always taught how to treat. I don't know how to prevent. And so they're seeing like the hip pain. They've had shoulder pain for years and they're slowing down. Their running is getting sluggish. they're 52 years old and here they're running times that they haven't seen since their 30s with the right strength training and nutrition approach. So someone who's even incredibly knowledgeable just needed to know how to navigate this stage of life. So to see my runners in their 50s getting faster, running ultra marathons, doing the impossible and ditching these injuries they were stuck with for years is probably the most near and dear to my heart, because I feel like when we get, I don't know, past a certain age, people are just like, now it's all downhill. It's all downhill. But to see that on the performance side is one of my favorite things. And then on the health side, every person who is a coach in my program has gone through my program. So as an example, our functional and integrative dietitian was told that she had premature ovarian failure and she needed hormone replacement therapy. She needed Lunesta to sleep, and we reversed it within 4 weeks in our program. It's just the right approach specific to the individual and actually taking that step back and looking at her as a whole person. So we continue to see people even at age 44 getting pregnant after being told she was infertile her whole life. Like, this is, I can't even make this stuff up anymore. Like, I feel like I'm making, it sounds like you couldn't believe it, but I mean, I guess that's why I win awards at this point in my career.
This is Louise. She's a magician. She's magical. But in all honesty, though, some of this, you know, that we talk about, we're fitness professionals. We're out there advocating for what can I do? I mean, that's what we're all doing. We all have our own specialties, whether it's, you know, running, or I love, you know, everyone that's got some sort of chronic pain. Like, it, what is it that you can do to take control of your own health? Because guess what? There are people that do probably really need hormone replacements because they are at a certain level, and Western medicine is there for a reason. But are we asking ourselves, are we turning this dialogue to what can I do? What is it that I can do to get off? I was talking to a group yesterday and I'm like, how many of us have pills, have those pill, you know, plastic containers where like you keep taking more and more pills. Well, you're taking this because it causes this. So then you take this. So it says, and now someone was like, you know, Christine, what do you feel about supplements? I'm like, well, do you have a deficiency that can't be corrected with food and or whatever? Right. And it's that's a conversation to have with your doctor or your medical professional. I said, but ask yourself, what can I do to help that? Because otherwise, what are we eating for breakfast, lunch, and dinner? You're eating your pills. And these are things that, you know, do you want that to be your future? And for all of us out here, it's what can I do? And I have a question of, I know that everyone needs an individual program. We all know this. We all know that everybody is different. But there are also some like universal, you know, things,
catch-alls.
Right. And I'm curious if you would share a couple nuggets of, you know, the person you said that was now in their 50s running times in their 30s. You know, is there something, you know, physically that you were giving people, like in general, or you know, even nutritional, that you've seen across the board that's really been of a help?
Yeah, I'd say we bring it down to some principles. One being to keep inflammation low in the body. And when we have practitioners in our company who are more functional and integrative, it's not restrictive. It's not like you can't have dairy. It's not this, you can't have carbohydrates. It's more just well-rounded. Whole fresh foods most of the time.
Right.
And it's incredible what that does for the body.
Crazy.
That is your path to keeping inflammation low. It does not involve restriction.
Right. Everybody's, I don't do this and I don't do that. Yeah. Well, what are you doing, you know, on top of it? It is. And, you know, those restrictive diets, and you know what happens? It eventually backfires, right? And you end up going back to whatever it is that your body needs or craves and wants. But, you know, in the meantime, it's like, you know, You put some good gas in your car, it's going to run better, right?
Absolutely. Beautiful food builds a beautiful body. Your fitness results need fuel. So we look a lot around fueling around the fitness session, not training fasted, because that is devastating to our hormonal health. We get a lot of mixed up information in terms of fasting before a workout, and in a stage of life that's incredibly counterproductive. So a lot of women, just that morning fuel, and it doesn't have to be a lot. but a little fuel in the tank relative to your workout is so helpful. So I'd say just not underfueling, fueling your body to perform. Yes, you can still lose the fat. You just can't stay low calorie all the time, or your body's just, your tank's on E, you're going nowhere fast.
Right, right, right. Well, how do you combat the misinformation that's out there? I mean, there's just everything. And, you know, even if you just go to the supermarket checkout line, there's, you know, god-awful information that people adhere to. And, you know, and you've studied, you've got credentials, you know your stuff. And yet, you know, I'm sure that there's some, you know, people that are taken aback by some of the things that you give them. How do you navigate all the crap that's out there?
When I'm working with individuals, I bring it back to their symptoms and explain why this change is going to benefit them. So an example, like your energy is tanking midday. You are falling asleep on the couch by 7. You can't wake up the next day or get out of bed. We are going to stem this back to your breakfast. And if you can get a little bit more fat, support your hormones here, it'll be your superpower. Mm. Whereas their misunderstanding and misinformation that they've been led to believe in the past is, oh, I must have a low-fat diet. So it's just educating around what are those hormone-healthy fats and why does your body need them? And then putting that change into practice and seeing what it does in your life. And when it's a game changer, you don't ever really go back. So that's just like a small example in like a client coaching scenario. And then combating it online, that one's hard. Yeah. I'm like leaning into my podcast because at least I can provide in-depth information there for someone who really wants it versus the quick 30 seconds, here's a quick fix, bye now.
Yeah, of course. Yeah, it's like, you know, we can go into detail and we can have conversations and we can, you know, maybe even debunk some things that are out there that are, and you know, aren't working just by talking through them, which we can do on these podcasts, which is a lot of fun.
So what do you see now? I mean, I know you have this information. When, you know, all of us here right now, we know, what can we do? We look internally. We say, here are the things that we know. Science has proven this. What do you see, or what do we think we should be doing just as a whole in the fitness industry? And I always think of fitness industry is not just a group fitness instructor or personal trainer, or, you know, these are coaches, these are PE teachers, these are everyone that deals with movement. Do you have any ideas? And I know, you know, this is what keeps me up at night, knocking my head against the wall. How do we get the word out, aside from, like, I know that, you know, we're here, we're podcasting, we're trying to get words out on social media. What do you think, what would you like to see, like the fitness industry or the social media scene do?
I personally, and this is something I've been really leaning into, is just collaborating with other knowledgeable practitioners. So even after ACSM Summit, just I had like a list of women and other companies and clothing brands and people that I came across that had great ideas in the fitness space. And it's like one small business shouting out to the other. And we're just saying like, hey, you're looking for information on this. Here is an incredible resource. Because when we build rapport within our own community and our own clients, they trust us. So if we're referring to another product that we can back, that we know is solid, referring to those other credible resources too. So whether that's supporting another fitness business or another a supplement company that isn't misleading, explaining why you trust them and why your audience should also maybe looked to seek information from them versus other sources has been incredibly powerful. So I just, in my own little world, that's how I'm leaning into this and trying to expand and collaborate.
Awesome.
I just always have this in the back of my head of people don't want to work hard. And when things are hard, what did you always say? Hard things. What's your saying?
We do hard things.
No, not that. It's like hard. If hard things don't, like, you're not going to do things if they're hard. You know what I mean?
People
think about that.
People avoid hard things.
No, you've got to.
I don't know.
You have some saying.
I say
some.
Like 1,000
sayings.
I'm like really smart, you guys. Right? No, I have sayings and things I say.
You do. No, but they're we're always going to come against this, hey, I want it I want to be faster now, and I want to be thinner, and I want to feel youthful. And I think that's something that we're always going to be going against the current on. And how do you, you know, how do you talk to someone that says, and we all do it as professionals, you know, I'm going to take this medication or this shot, or, you know, I'm going to do this diet. And that's what they want. Do you let them do it? Because I kind of have gotten to a point in my, I guess, career or confidence level, I don't know, where I'm like, I'm not going to fight. I'm not going to say anything. I'm going to say, you know, listen, there's a lot of information out there. If you'd like to talk to me, you know, it's not going to, you know, try and talk you off the ledge here. But I tend to let people fail.
Sometimes failure leads them back to where they need to be.
Am I a terrible human being, or is that something that you do?
We learn more from the losses than we do from the victories, right? So there's a quote. There's a Prendergastism. Go ahead.
The art of failure, learning those lessons for sure. Yeah, I think that I have gotten so specific in the type of person that I'm working with that we can have a very open and honest conversation. I always say you're either going to love my podcast or you're going to hate it, because I get hate emails all the time when I'm talking about, you know, don't stay low carb all the time. Mm-hmm. Keto people went insane. Like, they just all started reaching out.
Zealots.
But, you know,
I love carbs. I eat all the carbs. Okay.
Yeah. But a lot of times when someone's in my program or I'm coaching them and they really are adamant on something, I educate why I see it differently, but let them choose their own path. So eventually what happens, and I see this all the time, is they come back a couple weeks later and they're like, all right, I'm going to try that other thing because this isn't working anymore.
That's right.
So I always like to educate around the why, but it's still at the end of the day, their choice. Absolutely. And I tend to work with women who are willing to do hard. They're already putting in the hard work.
Sure.
That is their lifestyle. And now the fact that they actually have to take a step back and like manage stress a little better and they can't go hard all the time, it's like, oh, wait, what? Oh, I don't like this. So It's a very interesting demographic for sure. They want all the things all the time. And they want the results.
How about the personalities? Like you said, you know, a lot of these people, you know, it's what you learn after you know everything that really matters, right? So a lot of these people have gone through things and they're, you know, maybe not professional, but professional in their approach to training. And they, you know, they take it seriously and it's their lifestyle. And you know, they've probably helped other people in the past, you know, being who they are. And you know, now, holy shit, I need help. You know, and how is that person, you know, that client, you know, I don't want to say type A, but we're out there, you know, we are.
Oh, that's exactly what it is.
Yeah,
we are type A.
Yeah.
This is my type A, ambitious goal getter woman.
Sure.
Yep.
You know, how do they handle or react to, you know, being somebody who's coached and needs to sit and listen and obey and, you know, take orders, so to speak?
Yeah, it's a collaborative space for sure. But it's more around the education. It's more around what is changing in this phase of life. Like, you have to realize that nutrition and fitness strategy changes with hormonal changes. So if they have that education and understanding first, they're usually pretty open. At this point, they've seen the symptoms. They see their body slowing down. They don't like it. They've tried other things and they're not finding things that work. So I tend to work with those who are seeking the knowledge. They really want the education. They love to learn. They love to know how their body works. They want to be active for life. This is about longevity. They're not even caring that much about the quick fix. It's more about, this is my life. I don't want to lose it. I have had some who have been incredibly stubborn with, like, they've watched a plant-based documentary and they're just like, oh my gosh, my life was forever changed. I can never eat meat again. And then we're educating around amino acid profiles. And we're like, well, here's what some other science says. But if you don't want to go down that path, we'll do our best with where you are.
Right. It's funny. People, you know, they check boxes. I am this, and you know, and I am part of this, and this is who I am, and it becomes an identity, and it's really hard for them to change. Even though it's like, all right, that's great. How do you feel? You know, I'm predominantly plant-based, and over the last couple months, I've kind of gone back into eating some animal products because I wasn't feeling great.
You eat meat again?
A little bit here and there. Yeah, you know, it's like, because
I... Look at that.
Well, you got to experiment one here. We got to figure it out. We got to, you know, maybe it's this, maybe it's that. Now that I'm training more and I'm feeling good, and it's like, you know, and you know, workouts are going down as they should, or as I feel like they've been, you know, then it's exciting. Then we can roll, you know, however we get there at this point, I don't care. You know, I'm 49. The Paris Olympics
Brian
is this summer.
The 8 quarter pounders with
well,
cheese.
I'm not doing that, but you know, on occasion there's, you know, if there's something to be had, I'll have it.
Yeah. My husband did the whole no meat endurance athlete thing for so long, and he just got repeated, you know, Achilles tendon tears. And it was like, all right, Louise, I think I'm going to try this whole like amino acid profile thing, eat some more meat. He's feeling better than ever. And I was just like, well, yeah, I know that documentary got me too. Like,
yeah. And for me, it was a family history of heart disease. And I was like, shit, I know so much about this. And, you know, and at that point, my performance got a lot better once I went plant-based. Like I was really, you know, I got lean and my times were dropping and I was running fast at all distances and I was feeling good until I wasn't, right? So then what do? You know, so it's just, you know, we tend to, you know, draw lines in the sand or dig our feet in and say, I'm this, you know, and it's not the case. So we always need a, you know, somebody to bounce ideas off of or listen to or collaborate with or have open space with, like you said. And it's really important what you're doing and the you know, the place that you provide for your clients.
Yeah. A safe space, right? It's not dogmatic. Nothing is dogmatic in health and fitness.
Right. We hold hands. I'm a health coach, right? So it's like, we hold hands. I'm a caddy. I wouldn't use that club right there for this shot. I'd probably use this one with the wind at your back and, you know, see how it goes. Oh, yeah, you were right. That worked out pretty well. Okay. You know, so it's funny how things work when you just talk and listen and have conversation.
Louise, you need to share with our listeners, and we'll put this out as well, what is the name of your podcast? And give a little description of what people can expect to get from that.
Yeah, my podcast is Maximizing Fitness, Fat Loss, and Running Through Perimenopause. We are a top 50 ranked running podcast right now, but we do talk fitness, nutrition, fat loss, injury prevention, navigating these hormonal changes, ditching the hormone havoc first and foremost. But every time you tune into the podcast, we're giving you action steps. So you can search by topic or symptom, like how to ditch brain fog with 2 simple steps, how to naturally increase libido. It's real stories of runners getting faster. And honestly, we just have these open and honest conversations, talking about what's working in real life, ditching that dogmatic thinking. And my hope is that more women will just share it as a resource, and we will be open-minded into all of these different elements of our holistic health and fitness to feel, look, or run our best at any age without overcomplicating it.
Dropping the mic. All right. So the last thing is, please tell everyone where they can find you, website, social media, and we'll post this as well. Go ahead.
Yeah. You can keep it simple at breakingthroughwellness.com. We have our Badass Breakthrough Academy program there, our blog, a link to our podcast. And I'd say the best resources that we have right now is a free nutrition guide on our website at breakingthroughwellness.com. as well as the podcast, because you can look specific to what you're experiencing and tune into the episodes that matter most to you.
Yes.
Awesome.
Yes. Social media, best place?
At Breaking Through Wellness on Facebook, Instagram.
Thank you so much. And with that said, it is Christine Conti.
And I'm Brian Prendergast.
And we are 2 Fit Crazies.
And the microphone.
We are where it's at.
Peace.